All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. I am Brilliant Ideas. That's what they call me. And we're here for another Saturday morning fun, food, frolic, what have you. And it's always fun and unpredictable here on the Brilliant Ideas Radio Network. And I'm going to do what I supposed to do every week, and I forget. I'm going to announce our guests for those who may be downloading on iTunes and all those iThings, because you can't see the computer and not always know who our guests are. So let me tell you that right now. Our first guest this morning is, I don't know a whole lot about her, which that's pretty much standard for the course for me when it comes to this show, but we've got a lady from Angel's World of Food, Angel Decker. And she's got a TV show, I believe is in Nebraska, or in the process of coming out in Nebraska, all about food. So we'll be talking to Angel and her new food show, and I think it's appropriate for a TV show about food, be on a radio show about food. And we'll be talking to Angel as our first guest around the noon hour here on the East Coast. And then our second guest, really cool singer Donna Green. It's Donna Green and the Roadhouse Daddies, and if you like blues, you like jazz, you like soul, you're going to like her music. And she'll be joining us as our musical guest around 12:30. And then, of course, I need to introduce my sidekick. You guys all know him as Brian the Wine Czar, but now he's got a new name, Czar of Darkness, my buddy. You know him, Brian Fairchild.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy.
Yeah, he's a one-boy cuddly toy. My up, my down, my pride and my joy. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. You know, I was actually dialing into another food show, but they put me on hold. Just like you.
Really?
So I said, well, screw them. I guess I'll call it his show.
I thought you forgot there for a second, but the show goes on with you or without you. So what's going on in the Brian world of, what do you call it, Czar of Darkness world? What's going on over there?
I don't know. You know, I've been giving my stomach a rest, so the dark side is lightening up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You've been going pretty hard and heavy with the dark side. I was wondering when it was going to affect you. So you took a break from the Burger Kings and the Wendy's and all the other places, and probably a good idea. It's like that guy. Remember that guy who was eating McDonald's every day for like a month and how he almost like died? That's you.
Well, that's me.
Hey, we should do that. Hey, let's do that. How much would it cost me to send you money for you to eat dark side for a whole month? I wonder what would happen to you.
Wait a second. You play this song, people let me tell you about my best friend.
Well,
you want to kill me off that quickly.
Yeah,
I mean,
well.
I don't know. I feel like I'm being abandoned by my best friend. And let's talk about that, please.
All right.
How much are we paying Lori to go out shopping and be on assignment every week? That she feels like going out and being on assignment?
Well, you know, she's kind of the boss around here. I don't know if you knew that. And she can kind of do whatever she wants to do, whatever she wants to do it. Even though I pretend like I run the show, she pretty much runs
okay.
the show.
Oh, okay, so she's signing the paychecks that I don't get. Okay.
That's correct. That is correct. Yeah, she's all
well,
assignment.
I don't know.
That's
you
what
know,
she calls it.
You're offering
what?
To pay for me to eat myself to death. But yet we're paying her to go off and go shopping and do all these things. She's probably like, you know, batting her eyelashes at some firemen and they're feeding her right now.
We don't know.
That's a
daily routine around here. The firemen are always, you know, nothing's ever going on. They're knocking on our door with their hoses, so I don't get it. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, she's off somewhere. She called me like 10 minutes before the show, and she wished us luck and said, you guys have fun, and I won't be there. I said, well, thanks a lot. We'll see you. Have fun. So she's out there shopping. Who knows what she's doing?
Good Lord. You know, women, right. you love them or you hate them, you know.
That's
what are
right.
you going to
hey,
do?
By the way, I got to, before I forget this, I'm reading my notes here. Brilliant Ideas T-shirt. They're cool T-shirts. By the way, even Brian looks good in his Brilliant Ideas T-shirt. And if you would like to get a Brilliant Ideas T-shirt, I'm going to make it real simple. This is really, really simple. If you're listening right now, all you got to do is listen to Brian and I jabber along for the next, 24 minutes. And at the noon hour, at 12 o'clock, that's East Coast time, that would be 9 o'clock out there on the West Coast, or anywhere in between, you guys figure it out. I'll send you a Mickey Mouse clock so you can figure out what time our show starts and ends. But anyway, at 12 o'clock East Coast time, the first person who calls in at 12 p.m. will get a free Brilliant Ideas Radio T-shirt. It's a cool shirt. You've seen us wear it on Facebook. But it's real simple. All you got to listen to is the garble for the next half hour. And I'm going to test you, though. When you call in, if you're the first caller, I'm going to ask you a question just to make sure you listened for the first half hour. And then if you can answer that question, I'm going to make it more complicated, Brian, then you'll get that T-shirt. Because, you know, I just thought about it while I was talking. I said, well, they could hang up and call back at noon and not listen to us. So you got to answer one of our questions, too. Anyway, so
yeah. Don't
forget, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock on the Pacific, first person that calls in gets a freebie. And we've actually got a caller. Let me see it. Make sure this is one.
Well, you know, I was going to say I'd be willing to pay you to send out free T-shirts if they call now so I don't have to talk to you for half an hour.
Well, you know, we've got a caller. I have, you know, this is always fun. You never know who it is. And we got nothing to talk about for the next 20 minutes anyway of any importance.
Is it the 000 number?
No, it's not a 00 number. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a potluck. They called in right when the show started, so I have no clue who this is. But here we go. Ready, 1, 2, 3. This is Green Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Grillmaster Bruce.
Grillmaster Bruce. I didn't recognize
him. Grillmaster Bruce, what's going on?
Hey, doing fine. I just wanted to listen in and see what if you could ask talk about barbecue today for a change.
No.
I know you're a grill guy, but I'm tired of talking about barbecue. I'm tired of talking about olive oil.
Hey,
I'm tired of talking about
to you,
anything
you like,
that grillion
love. Don't send me a Christmas card because I won't need it. And then the second time was like, I'm taking off Facebook for about a month.
Hey, Grillmaster Bruce, didn't you listen last week? We had the king of barbecue last week. Troy Black was on. Did you listen to that show?
Yes, sir. That was great. I'm getting some great ideas from these people on your show.
Yeah, well, we can't talk barbecue all the time. There are other foodie people out there, believe it or not. I know that barbecue is your world. But there are other things like crock pots and frying pans and ovens and.
No,
yeah,
you know, I agree. I actually have been cooking more in a stove than I have in my entire life since I've been on the Midwest.
Well, you're up
you
in
go.
Cold country. I mean, I know that hardcore grillers and barbecuers, you know, they'll go out there in 6 feet of snow and run their grills. but it's cold up where you are.
Oh, man, I tell you, I went out the other night. It was 0 degrees, wind chill of -5 for my nephew's birthday, but I had to get it done. I was committed, man, but it was worth the the numb feet.
Hey, by the way, since you called in, go ahead and give a plug for what you do. Well, of course, it's too cold to probably be doing what you do, but tell everybody how to get in contact with you and tell everybody what it is you do up there.
Well, it's definitely going to be launching in the spring after everything thaws out. It's Grillmaster B&W. I'll be going driveway to driveway, grilling custom grilled foods to people, steaks, ribs, chicken, and making your meal delivered on a plate to your door with side dishes of your choice. Well, with unlimited choice.
You guys check it out, and you want to give your phone number to people want to contact or through email? How do you want to do it?
My phone is 810-241-8691, or feel free to contact me anytime on Facebook, Grillmaster Bruce on Facebook.
All right, now I don't know if are you listening on the phone? Or you want
because my internet's on my computer, so I had to do the phone thing.
All right, well, I'm gonna put you on hold so you can listen to the show, and thanks for calling. Everyone, check out Grillmaster Bruce, and I'm gonna see how do I do this to make sure I don't cut you off because I don't want to lose our one listener, Brian.
I can always
all
talk
right,
about
Grillmaster Bruce. Thanks for calling in. Hold on.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
By the way, I'm in a grumpy mood. I'm trying to put on a happy face, but we had frozen pipes. He was talking about it being cold, and we had frozen pipes, and we had it burst yesterday and came home, and there was, about 8 inches of water in the downstairs in the crawl space and water everywhere coming out the side of the house. So I'm in a grumpy mood because there has been no water. We just finished fixing it this morning. I had my coffee, but I didn't get to use the bathroom, so that puts me in a real grumpy mood.
Why don't you play some music, go use the bathroom, and come back so you're not so grumpy.
Hey, there's not enough music on my recordings here to take care of that time. I need for that.
More information than we need to know.
Hey, by the way, do you have any serious news? Do you have anything serious you want to talk about?
You know, I actually have something serious I want to talk about.
All right,
here we go.
All right, serious time with Brian. What do you got?
Okay, children, today we're going to talk about meat thermometers. No, seriously. I we get on each other's backs about our food all the time and everything, but I also know that we're both very, very conscious of cooking. You know, we've been around the industry, me not as a chef, but being in the wine business and being in kitchens and being around food constantly, seeing what goes on, and you in the food industry with what you've done all your life, is we never talk about how important it is
temperature. You've hit a hot spot. No pun intended for me. And yes, because I'm in the food industry, it's real critical, people, that you cook your meat the proper way, no matter whether it's chicken, pork, or beef. You know, a lot of people get sick, and the reason they get sick is that they don't cook their meat properly. And meat thermometer, I mean, every time I cook something, whether it be in the oven, whether it be in the crock pot, whether it be in the frying pan, or whether it be on my Big Green Egg or just a little black grill, I always have that thermometer handy, and it's real simple. You won't get sick. I hate these people who say, you just can look at it and you can feel it, and if the juices are clear, yada, yada, yada. I mean, and I know some chefs and people out there with experience can tell based on time, et cetera. But safety-wise, you should need to make sure that you're using the right temperature. And it's real simple. When it comes to chicken, you really need to cook your chicken around 165 to 170 to be safe. And when it comes to rib meat, I personally think 155 to 160, but a lot of people who eat it rare or medium rare, it's like 145. But beyond that, you're pushing in ground beef, for God's sake. Ground beef, you got to be real careful with, because it's mixed in. All the little bugs, the E. coli and all that that are in there, they get all mixed inside ground beef. Me, personally, I never eat a rare hamburger. Now, some people still do, and some people are going to say, oh, brilliant, you're stupid. No, I'm not stupid. I don't want to die. So that I make sure that the temperature is cooked properly. And pork.
Yeah.
Pork, by the way, Brian, have you noticed pork? They've changed the temperature on pork. It used to be 160, but then what's her name? Paula Deen came out and said 145 is okay. So I don't know where her science is, but she came out promoting 145.
Well, people have been trending toward eating more rare pork. And so they're changing the temps all the time. I, for one, actually, I like a rare hamburger. I think the problem that people don't get is that you can have something rare, but you have to get the meat up to a certain temp to kill bacteria.
Correct.
First. So
correct.
If you sear and get the meat to a certain temp, you can still actually have the middle be rare, but it's already killed the bacteria. And people just don't realize that, you know, they say, oh, yeah, like you said, we can tell by looking at it. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No,
you know,
you can't.
And I know a lot of really, really high-end chefs that I deal with in my profession, and I've posed this question to them, and they're like, no, we always use a meat thermometer. Hell, look at the chef's tunic that they make, the chef's coat. Why is that little slot on the sleeve for? It ain't for a pencil. It's for a damn meat thermometer, and they all keep their meat thermometers handy.
Well, a lot of people, too, they cut the meat open with a knife. Well, that's defeating the whole purpose, too. That's the other thing that bugs me. Somebody says, well, I cut it to see if it's rare or what it looks like on the inside. Once you cut into it, that's the one thing you learn when it comes to cooking on the grill. Don't ever poke it. Don't ever slice it, because all the juices go squirting out. I mean, if you do take a hot dog and put it on the grill and then cut it, watch what happens. You'll get squirt in the face. But don't cut into your meat, because you lose all the juices, and that's why the stuff gets dried out. But, you know, a lot of people think, well, I, you know, go ahead, roll, play Russian roulette. I'll tell you, I've been in the food industry for a long time, and there's all those E. coli and salmonella and stuff is in the product. There's nothing they can do to eliminate it 100%. It's just impossible. But if you cook it right, the right temperature, it kills those little boogers and you won't get sick. So that's my serious time. Thank you, Brian. You got it. I was able to get that off my chest.
Yeah, and you know what? I just got a little text, a little message from Grillmaster Bruce. He said he needs a good meat thermometer, so he wanted a recommendation. And, you know, I would love for us to have a sponsor, but we don't at this point, so it's not right for us to recommend product. But I would say to him that the best ones that I've used are the digitals, because they're extremely accurate.
Yep.
And stay away from the ones with really sick probes, because then you are poking holes in your meat. In fact, I have a nice one that is, it's a digital, and it has a probe on a long wire, and you can actually stick the probe in, close the oven door, and keep the rest of the unit out of the oven and watch it. But I don't normally do that. I usually check temp, and then I'm like, okay, I need another 10 minutes or so, or, you know, whatever, or this is ready, and I shut the oven down. But I love the digitals because they are accurate. You can find a lot of different ones, and usually they'll have settings where you can program it to, you know, pork or lamb or beef or turkey or chicken or, you know, whatever the protein is that you're cooking. But, if you want some recommendation from us, mine is, you know, a digital.
Yeah, the one I had was digital. I loved it, but then it broke. But it's Williams-Sonoma has one. It's kind of expensive, but it was a good one that I had for years. But I've got this little tiny one that you get at the supermarket. It's got a tiny probe on it, and it's got the little plastic carrier. And like you said, you stick it in your pocket, and it has like a little clip there that you can hook it on your pocket of your jacket or your shirt or whatever. And
Right. Well, those things work good. Hey, I've got another caller, and I don't think it's for the T-shirt because it's too early. Want to try another caller, Brian?
Sure, why not?
Maybe if somebody is pissed off about what we're talking about thermometers. I don't know. Let's see. Good morning, and you're calling Grilly 9 Years Radio. Who is this? Hello. 804, is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Benita. I was just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Well, you can listen. How are you?
I'm good. I have a cold, so forgive my voice.
I thought maybe you were calling to yell at us about cooking with thermometer, not using a thermometer or something. So you're just number one of those listeners on the phone, huh?
I'm just listening.
Wait,
what
area code did you say?
She's
804.
Out here.
804.
Yeah, out there. Were you
804? That's me. Do I know
that
you?
You do know me.
Your name is?
My name is Benita.
Benita.
Oh, my God. Benita. Yes, I do know you. You used to be a client of mine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And
I'm glad to hear that we have a fan in the 804 area code.
Yes, you do.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Hey, Benita. Do you like T-shirts?
I do like T-shirts.
Well, you know what? Just because you called in and Brian knows you, I'm going to send you a T-shirt. What size do you wear?
Medium.
All right, Benita's going to get you. We'll contact you later. Contact me on email at grillingideas@earthlink.net and send me your shipping information, but I'll send you a medium Grilling Ideas radio T-shirt just for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to keep listening because I like food. I don't cook a whole lot, but maybe I'll learn something.
All right, well, maybe you will.
Yeah. Are you listening on your phone because you're having problems with the computer?
Well, I'm moving around my house, so I'm listening on my phone.
Well, that's a dedicated, loyal listener. There's the reason to give a T-shirt.
Exactly.
Yes,
thank you. She's taking us on the go. I like that. All right, I'm going to put you on hold so you can keep listening and contact us, and we'll send you a T-shirt, a medium T-shirt for you. But thanks for calling, Benita.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Benita.
Bye, Brian. Take care.
Bye.
All right, there you go. See, there you go. I'm in a giving mood. I guess Christmas is over, but I'm still feeling cheerful, even though I haven't used the bathroom today.
you know, I've just been lifted from my dark side. I have a fan in Richmond.
Well, now, wait a minute. She didn't say she was a fan of yours. She says you're a fan of the show.
Yeah, but how do you think she knows about the show? Because
she's my
Facebook friend.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right, let's see. What time is it? Oh, it's 11:53 here on the East Coast. So in 7 minutes, people, if you're listening, see, I gave away a free T-shirt to Benita, and if you call in at noon and you can answer a simple question at noon, you'll get a T-shirt too. So there you go. Hey, Brian, I'm going to take a quick break and play a little music, and then we'll come back. I got a news story here. My computer just died on me. I got a news story that we'll talk about before we bring on our first guest, and everyone hang tight. This is You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. You know this song, Brian. This is an oldie goldie. Who sings this, by the way? I forget. Is this Bachman Turner Overdrive? Who sings You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet?
I don't know, but it's probably been sung by a number of people.
I can't remember. Maybe Grillmaster Bert knows. Hold on a second. Hey, Grillmaster Bruce, you still there?
It's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
It is Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Thank you very much.
Now you can go back to sleep. Thanks. All right. You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, it is the ultimate cooking experience. Get yourself a Big Green Egg at www.biggreenegg.com. And by the way, Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, will be on the radio with Linky, I hope. It's supposed to be this tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I haven't heard back from Linky. She went to California, and she hasn't gotten back to me, but supposedly tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is supposed to be Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, and Linky at 8 p.m. I'll be posting on Facebook that information if we get it all set up. That'll be a cool show. We should have a lot of people listening, and he is the king of barbecue. So, yep, Grill Master Bruce, I know he likes Linky, and he also likes Ray Lampe. So that'll be a good show for Grill Master Bruce to listen to. So get yourself a Big Green Egg at www.biggreenegg.com. All right, it is bewitching hour in about 20
minutes. Bewitching hour.
So,
hey,
I
thought of something really funny when you brought Grillmaster Bruce back on to find out who sang the song. It just made me think of Laughing. Remember the show Laughing? And they had all the doors. And people, the doors opened and someone popped out.
we should
have a whole bank of callers.
next time we have a question we don't know the answer, we'll go to Benita next and see if she knows the answer. That'd be cool. Like we'll open the Benita door and then the Grill Master Bruce door. All right, it's the Bewitching Hour. If you're out there and you want to win a free T-shirt, it's the Gray and Ideas Radio T-shirt. It is a cool T-shirt. I've got mine on right now. Of course, I pretty much wear it all the time now. Matter of fact, a guy at Walmart asked me, he said, "Dude, do you wear anything else?" No.
That means that you're going to Walmart way too much.
Well, no, I kind of stand out in the crowd anyway, but this guy is actually in the bakery. He's pretty cool. I can't remember his name. Actually, he's going to come on our show. If I remember his name right now, it'd be great, but I can't. But anyway, he works in the bakery, and his whole family has been in the baking business, and they had financial troubles during the recession we had, and he went to work for Walmart. He decorates for Walmart. Really cool guy. But he and I talk because when I go by, the dollar bread, the dollar bread they have, I give it to him. He always slices it for us because when we slice that bread, it just falls apart. So they have that big slicer back there. But been talking to him, so he sees me quite often. And like you said, I kind of stand out in the crowd, Brian. So it's the shirt. It's me.
Yes, you do stand out in the crowd.
Yes, I do. Hey, we got a caller.
In more ways than one.
We got another caller. That means this person is going to get a free T-shirt. All right. Who could this be? Let's see. Oh, you know what? That doesn't count. That doesn't count. Never mind. That's our guest. I was looking at the numbers here. Our guest is waiting. All right. Look, if you're listening right now, I'm giving you another 1 minute. Call 714-242-5272. You can get yourself a free T-shirt. I guess I could give it to our guest if I have to. Oh, well. I'm telling
she
you.
She called
cool
in
shirt.
At the right hour.
Yeah, she did call, but that's because she's supposed to at 12 o'clock because that's when she's going to be interviewed. Anyway, let's see. I'll give him a couple more seconds. While I'm waiting, real quick here. Okay, computer, cooperate.
Did Lori leave you any food? You know, she ran off shopping and she didn't leave you anything to read?
Yeah, I do. Real quick here. It's actually a late story, but fast food chains have a New Year's resolution. Did you know that, Brian?
Well, I created a New Year's resolution on fast food. So
well, they got one too.
Why
it's
can't they?
It's called Drop the Junk Form Junk Food Image. I think this is funny, but anyway, as people express distaste for food, they think it's overly processed. McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other chains are trying to shed their reputation for serving reheated meals that are loaded with chemicals. Good luck, guys.
That includes rethinking the use of artificial preservatives and other ingredients customers find objectionable. By the way, on a side note on that, Subway, I don't know if you listen to Albert's show on Wednesday, Albert talked about the Subway bread, and I did some research on Subway, and their bread is different. The bread is not as pliable as it used to be. Now when you buy a Subway sandwich, if you notice, the bread kind of crumbles and falls apart. That's because they took out a chemical. And you know, the Food Babe, one of my favorite people, I guess they signed a petition for Subway to remove this chemical. And the chemical is used to make yoga mats, but also to make Subway bread. But it's been used it's been used in the bakery business for years and years, and it actually it gives the dough a pliability of some sort. It's actually a blowing agent in the foam in the plastics industry, but it's FDA and USDA approved. This is where I get irritated. This stuff is FDA, USDA approved. It's been tested to be safe. But anyway, Subway took it out of the bread, so the bread's not like it used to be. So when you bite into a Subway roll, the good news is it doesn't have rubber compounds. Of course, I kind of prefer my bread with rubber compounds in it, but it kind of falls apart now.
You know, now that I think about it,
yeah,
I did have Subways last week. I don't put that in the same category as, you know, like Dark Side Burgers. And the bread did crumble. I never even thought about it.
I didn't either until Albert brought it up last week on his show. And I went to Subway, and sure enough, he's right. It's not the same bread. It's kind of crumbly. So anyway, back to that story real quick. Blah, 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 blah. Let me read real quick. It says about Subway. Subway, a privately held company that does not disclose sales, started airing TV ads Thursday. This is actually Thursday, early January 2nd, I think, for its new chicken strips, free of artificial preservatives and flavors. After suffering bad publicity, the company said earlier last year it would remove an ingredient from its bread that an online petition noted was also good in yoga mats. The ingredient, I can't say it, but azodicarbonamide, is approved by the Food and Drug Administration while it uses a dough conditioner and whitening agent. But anyway, Chick-fil-A said in 2013 it removed high fructose corn syrup from buns and artificial dyes from its dressing. Carl's Jr., last month, introduced an all-natural burger, which is, Carl's Jr. is our favorite dark side burger place. That's the same thing as Hardee's.
You know what? I don't even consider them dark side anymore.
No, I don't either. I think that's
honestly,
cool.
Honestly, I think they're, you know, for fast, quick burgers, they're the best burgers on the market.
By the way,
and anybody
can
tell me wrong.
Yeah, I love them too. Michael Jacobson, executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, said there are likely many cases where artificial preservatives or colors could be replaced with natural alternatives without significant cost. Since their functions vary, he said companies would have to evaluate recipes product by product. Anyway, this thing goes on and on and on, but basically fast food / dark side that Brian and I call them, they're trying to do is to trying to change their image, and that's their New Year's resolution. So they're all trying to become more, I call it PR, but they're trying to fight back, get away from the image of the dark side that we've given them, Brian, and they're trying to make things better. So anyway, enough of that stupid story.
Right, you know, I thought that they were just going to talk about, you know, oh, McDonald's is now doing fancy plating.
No.
To remove their dark image.
Oh, great. Now my computer's not letting me look at anything. Bear with me here, folks. Yeah. Well, I fixed this technical difficulty I'm having here. There we go.
Yeah, but
all
that's
right,
personal
anybody...
technical difficulty.
Yeah, true. Let's see here. No, let's see. Grillmaster Bruce is still here, and Benita's still here. I guess no one wants a free T-shirt. Doggone it. You cannot give these things away. What's the deal, Brian?
I don't know.
Anyway, let's go to our first guest. All right. Angel's World of Food. I don't know anything about this lady, to be perfectly honest, because I usually don't about our guests, but she's got a TV show starting up, and I believe, as I said in the intro, I think it's in Nebraska. And Angel Decker is joining us this morning. Good morning, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
How'd you like
good
that
morning.
Intro? I don't know anything about you.
Well, that's quite all right. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
All right. So here's what I want to know. You got a new TV show starting up. It's called Angel's World of Food. And what better place to be on Ingredient Ideas Radio so we can talk TV on the radio. Tell us all about you and what's going on in your world in this new Food World TV show.
Well, I am in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm originally from Alabama, so I'm a Southern girl. But I do enjoy food from all over the planet and exploring that and seeing what amazing things I can come up with. I love Foodie Radio. I love your radio station. It's awesome.
Yay!
I'll take that
T-shirt. You get a free T-shirt Yay. Just for that.
Yeah, you want a T-shirt? You wear our T-shirt on your TV show?
Yeah, sure, not
All
a problem.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
Good.
All right.
Cross marketing, I love it.
One T-shirt for Angel. All right. Anyway, so you're out there in Nebraska, and are you a chef, a trained chef, or how did you get into this whole foodie thing?
Well, I'm 48 years old, I proudly say, don't mind telling you. And I did have a career change in my life and went to culinary school for a little while. I had a friend ask me to come to a guest spot on her show, a young lady named Lydia. So I did that at KPAO Studios here in Omaha. And the producer was speaking with me afterwards and invited me to do a cooking show. And so we began work on it, and we just built our set and have lined up musical guests and some chef guests and just getting rolling. So I'm really excited about it.
Cool. Now, when is this supposed to start?
In February, next month.
In February next month, and so is it an actual show or is it actually something on like a newscast? Is it actually like a 30-minute show or what is it?
No, it is a cooking television show, and it'll be 30 minutes long, airing weekly. We'll have two cooking segments per show, one featuring myself and then one with a guest. We're going to close out each show with a musical guest, and we'll do some remote projects as well. I want to shine a spotlight on issues that surround food, much like you're doing, which I really appreciate very much. I was able to meet this young lady initially through a place here in town called Table Grace Cafe, which I'm very proud to speak about. Table Grace is a no-set menu price, all-natural foods cafe. And people can come in there and set their menu price to get a freshly made healthy meal. And we have people from all over the community who eat in there and people who are able to donate a lot to eat. And then if you can't, then people can wash dishes or help out with food prep in order to be able to have a nice, healthy meal. And
oh,
I really appreciate Chef... Yes, it's amazing. I really appreciate Chef Matt and all of the staff there at Table Grace for what they've done. I like to go down there and help out on Saturdays and cook, and it's just a blessing to be there. And that's how I ended up meeting Lydia, so it's just one great thing led to another.
This is really cool. Now, do you have any experience in broadcasting? Or this just sort of because you were the guest and the producer saw you and said, hey, I'm going to give her a show. Do you have any background in broadcasting or is this all new for you?
No, this is a brand new world for me. So it's pretty exciting.
Very interesting. Well, if you need any bodyguards when you become rich and famous, like, you know, Paula Deen or Martha Stewart, just let us know, because we can look pretty bad with our black glasses on and our Gray and Ideas Radio T-shirts.
I would love that. So, well, I hear that Rachel Ray. Sorry?
What did you say about Rachel
Ray? I
hear
that Rachel Ray started out like this on public television, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even know. Yeah, I think Brian's going to hate this. When I think of Rachel Ray, what do I think of, Brian?
Uh-oh. Gee, a topic that we don't talk about anymore. My favorite.
EVOO. Okay. Hey, by the way, since Brian brought it up, Angel, how do you feel about EVOO? Do you cook with EVOO?
Yes, I do. But from what I understand, I can get plenty of free olives from his neighbor's yard.
So you cook with, you fry with it?
Is that correct, Brian? Did I see that?
What?
No, she's talking about William. William's got the olives next door.
Oh, William.
William Horn.
Okay.
He's one of our loyal listeners, and he's got olives next door.
Oh, okay. I got you.
We had a friendly little argument about high-end extra virgin olive oil and whether you should actually put it in a frying pan. And, of course, he brought his argument to the table, and I brought my argument to the table, and I just decided that, you know, like everything else that Grillion and I have in common or not in common in life, we agree to disagree.
Yes, we do.
Well, Go ahead.
Do you like to use it, Hal? Because this is very important. Because if you say the magic words, I get a point.
We're not contesting anymore. I've already conceded the victory to you. Well,
no, last time I checked, the name of the show is Brilliant Ideas Foodie Radio. So I'm still running the contest. So go ahead. You like to use it, Hal, Angel?
I do like to use extra virgin olive oil in its natural raw form rather than adding heat to it. However, there are times when I will use it on, but not often, and I don't like to add any more heat to it than I have to.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm so sorry.
All right. Brian.
And you see, okay, see, that's true for me for people that actually went to culinary school.
Well, actually, I got one on Facebook who actually went to culinary school, and he said yes, so it's actually 3-2, but it doesn't count because we didn't talk about it on the show. Anyway, let's get back to Angel. So, Angel, give us some ideas of what kind of topics you're going to talk about on your show.
Well, I'm definitely for fresh food and against using a lot of processed foods. Those warmed over chemicals you were talking about earlier just do not sound delicious to me.
Yeah.
And I want to show people out there that they don't have to eat this. You know, even people in the cities, they don't have to eat this. They do have access to fresh food. I want to teach them they can even grow their own in the city. It's easy to prepare, easy to take to work, and it's affordable. A lot of people out there feel like they cannot afford to eat healthy. And
true.
I say you can't afford not to.
How do you feel about Carl's Jr. and Hardee's?
No Hardee's for me. Thank you.
Oh, geez. Well, okay, so -1 for Angel.
Angel, I have to explain something. When I became Brilliant Sidekick on this radio show, I developed, well, I always had this dark side. You know, everybody once in a while goes and does something that they normally wouldn't do. So I developed this dark side as a result of being on the show. But he still doesn't realize that I am totally capable of coming into the light and eating healthy and thinking healthy. So I'm with you when it comes to thinking healthy and knowing what's on your plate. But that's the most important thing, is knowing what's on your plate.
That is a very good statement, yes.
Way to
and
get
many,
up to the
many,
chest there, Brian.
Many people don't know. They're not aware. So I do want to cover that on the show just to let people know in a way they can understand what they're actually putting into their bodies. And when they have things going on with them that they don't know how they got this disease or why they're feeling this way or why they're feeling emotional or sad or angry, maybe it's what you're putting into your body. And I just wanted
true.
To know how important that is. Yes,
but I'm,
absolutely.
I'm to the point, it's no, there's no hope, I think, at this point. At least that's what people have been telling me. Now I got a question about your – you have a website? Now, I've got on our site here, you can click, and it goes to Angel's World of Food on Facebook. Is there a website people can find you?
We are so new. That is being developed right now by my graphic artist. Right. I do have an email address and a Twitter account, and I actually made my very first tweet this morning regarding your show.
Oh, cool!
And then,
hey, what a way to start! What a way to start on Twitter! I can tell you that.
I agree. And it's Angel Food 7, ANGEL, Angel Food 7, on Twitter, and Angel's World of Food at gmail.com.
Now, are you going to be taping these shows that people can maybe see them later on YouTube if they're not in Nebraska, in the area where it's airing?
Exactly. There is going to be a YouTube archive, and you'll be able to find them on our website when we have that completed, and I'll be posting clips on Facebook as well.
Well, if you need any dark side people or people that you want to have on your show to make fun of because we don't eat properly, you're always welcome to call us, and we'll appear as the two goons from the dark side. But I wish you a lot of luck with your new project, and keep us posted as it develops, and we'll post things on our Facebook page to let everybody No, and it sounds like a really cool project. How many episodes did you say you're going to be doing to start off with?
We're going to start by developing 12 episodes.
Okay. That's cool.
And then we'll move on from there. Yeah.
Everybody check out Angel. You can find her on Facebook. And like I said, right here, if you click on, I've got a link here on the show that you just get, and it goes right to her Facebook page, and then she can direct you when her new website is up and running as to where to go from there. And good luck, and it sounds very interesting, and keep the Great Ideas Radio folks in mind and keep us posted.
Yeah, you know, I will, and I'm so appreciative that you had me on today, and I just want to encourage everybody to know what's in your food and eat fresh and feel better and that you can cook.
Sounds great. And, hey, by the way, wear that T-shirt proudly when it arrives in the mail.
I will. Absolutely. And thank
right,
you so much
care.
Again.
All
it was
right.
nice to talk to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, check
Bye-bye.
Out her website on the Facebook page, and you can find her there. And then it's really easy. Just click on the link I've got here, and it'll take you right to her page. And I'm going to take a quick break. Brian, and let's see, what time is it? 12:21. Did you have anything else you want to add, Brian? Any kind of food news? Because we got about nine.
No,
minutes,
but
five,
you know what?
Minutes.
I don't know what it is about today's show, but I haven't even checked. But I keep getting beeps and blops and boops on my phone. People are sending me messages, Facebook messages, text messages, missed calls. So I have a feeling the world is listening today, but I just don't understand why they won't call in.
And the world will never be the same after listening today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see here. I you know, I'm the same way. I've got all these messages on Facebook. It's like, what the heck? We've hit the mother load for some reason today. Hey, speaking of mother load, it really has nothing to do with mother load, but it rhymes with golden toad. Golden Toad, the guest for John Dilley on Tuesday. If you haven't heard John Dilley's show, by the way, it's a great show. It comes on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. It's called DEF CON Conversations, and he had a great show this past Tuesday. Well, he has a great show every Tuesday, and he's got a guest from Golden Toad who'll be joining him this Tuesday night at 7. And if you're in the hot sauce world, or if you want to get in the hot sauce world, and even if you're just an entrepreneur who wants to start something new, it's a great show to listen to. It's all about small business. It's all about the ups and downs of starting your own business. And you hear really interesting stories from people, how they've started and where they're headed, and you know, some successes and some failures. But it's a really great show, so check out that on Tuesdays. And, of course, Wednesday mornings, I forgot to mention that one too. It's Albert Hernandez. I mentioned him earlier, but check out his show. It comes on at 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West Coast. And you can find all these shows very simply by going to greenideasradio.com, and then I have the links there for the shows each week, the live and the replay. All of our replays are there, too. If you missed a show or you want to hear it, there's like, oh, gosh, I think there's like 330 different shows now that's on the archives. You can go back and listen to how we've progressed from day one to now, which is we haven't progressed very far, but you can hear all the
have
past
we
shows. Yeah, you know what? In a way, I think we have. But anyway, it's all there at greenideasradio.com. And I'm going to take a break, and I'm actually going to go ahead and play the song for our singing guest, if I can get it queued up here. Donna Green and the Roadhouse Daddies is the name of her band. Got some really cool music. And
yes, I listened. Yeah. Actually, I did a little prep.
Did you?
Listened this morning. I really, really love her stuff. Well, of course, you know I love the blues, but
yeah.
I love her stuff.
Yeah, this stuff's right up your alley. This is your kind of music.
Yep.
So I'm going to play one of her songs, Donna Green, and I love the title of the song. It's called A Girl's Gotta Have a Little Pleasure. Be right back, hopefully, with Donna in just a few minutes.
Give me dine and dancing, fine romancing, and promises you can't keep. You never know where you'll find it, but I got some coming to me.
Little pleasure.
Girls gotta have a little fun.
And that was Donna Green, A Girl's Got to Have a Little Pleasure. I feel like I need to be wearing like a zoot suit when I listen to that, Brian.
She, you know what? We need to hook her up with Emily Allen because she's got the retro look.
Yep.
And the style, her style of singing, it's all really, you know, I hope she'll agree with me, but it's very retro.
I hope she agrees with you, too, whenever she decides to call in. I'm a little early. I did a missed cue. We got 1 minute before she's supposed to call in. So, anyway, by the way, while I was gone away and you guys were listening to the music, I got a confirmation from Linky on my text that she says, yes, definitely, Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, and Linky will be on tomorrow, 8 p.m. on Green Ideas Radio Network, and it will be a great show. So if you guys are listening and you want to find out about barbecue and the barbecue competition world, and the dude is like, he's like the king of barbecue, Ray Lampe. So it'll be a great show. That will be tomorrow night, 8 p.m. I'll be sending everyone a post on Facebook. I'll be posting on Facebook. I go send everybody a private message. But you guys can find the link. That might take a while. But y'all have the link there, and you guys can find the show. Or just go to greenideasradio.com. Well, she hasn't called in yet, and I got nothing. So what do we do? Do we just sit here and look at each other,
no,
Brian?
No,
you got anything you want to add?
Of course we don't do that. I thought our brother Aaron was going to call in today, not because he wanted another T-shirt, but you know he's been pretty busy lately, and
yep.
He sent me a text and says, "Sorry, bro, but I got tied up with stuff to do," and I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." But,
hey,
you know.
His wife hasn't had her baby yet, has she?
No. No.
I think it's any time, though, right?
It's any time. I think maybe they might have to induce at some point soon.
Wow.
I remember talking to him before Christmas, and he was thinking that they were going to have it early. and now she's like, you know, still not wanting to come out. So,
yeah.
Poor guy, you know, he's like... he's taking on a lot, so.
You think he's busy now? Wait till that happens. By the way, speaking of babies and all, remember the guy I was talking about earlier, the guy who's the baker at Walmart?
Is he calling?
No, his girlfriend, and I was going to tell you a story about babies. His girlfriend is pregnant, too, and while I was talking to him at Walmart the other day, she walks up, and good Lord, looks like she was smuggling like 3 or 4 watermelons out of Walmart, but she was due at any moment. But I just thought it was funny. They didn't get my joke. I said, "Hey, that's pretty cool. He's a baker, and she's got one in the oven." They didn't get it. I thought it was a funny joke.
Hey, speaking about grillers, I have a new client. Although they haven't really set up an order with me, but I met with some people out in Virginia, and. This guy's a competitive barbecuer, or is that what you call him? Competitive barbecuer or competitive griller?
I don't know. You're telling this story. I'm not.
Well, but what do you call the people that compete?
Barbecuers. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to ask Ray Lampe that. Are they barbecuers? I guess they're. That's a great question. Are they I guess they're barbecue competitors. That's what it is.
Anyway, he knows Troy Black. He knows all these people. He says he's been in competitions with Tuffy Stone, and then, of course, I had to go in and trash Tuffy's barbecue like I did on the air that one time here. I'm hoping to get him on the show because – if he's been on the circuit with these guys, he knows what goes on, you know, behind the scenes and everything. And so I'm hoping to get him on the show, but I don't want to invite him until I actually have him secured as a client before I invite him on our show.
Oh, so it's all okay. So it's for your personal benefit. We got to wait till you land. What are you trying to sell? You're trying to sell this guy some wine, and you're going to use me as bait? Is
exactly.
That what the whole deal is?
Exactly. Why should I let him be on the show until he actually buys some wine for me?
Okay. I'm
no
like
dummy.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty. I mean, either. That's what I do too. All right. Guess what? We have our guest, and I think enough time has passed by for us to play another one of her songs. And I love her music, Donna Green, and the band called the Roadhouse Daddies. We're gonna play another one of her songs, and she'll be coming on right after the music. This one's called Baby Get Lost. That's kind of what I say to you, Brian, all the time, but I don't put the baby part on there. But
go away.
Yeah, go away. Baby Get Lost. We'll be right back with Donna Green.
Well, good morning, baby. Welcome back to town. How do you find Papa? Welcome back to town. You're doing so much traveling, I never know when you'll be around. Yes, you're a fine, mellow fellow, but you're stubborn as a mule. You love me like an angel, but you treat me like a fool. Face to daddy, don't hand me no double cross. You see, anytime I'm ready, I can tell your baby get lost. To lose. I don't want no trouble, but I got to be the boss. And if you can't play it my way, well now baby, get lost.
Thank you, Brilliant. How are you?
Oh,
good morning, Donna.
Yeah, say hi to Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Hey.
I guess it's not quite morning there
yeah,
where you are.
No, it's still morning.
Hey, where are you
it's
in California,
morning,
right? Donna, you're in California, right?
Yeah, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. I love that place. That's one of my favorite cities of all. Other than Cambria, you're not too far from Cambria. You know where Cambria is, right?
Yeah, I spent some time up there. It's very pretty.
So did I. They ran me out of town, but I loved it. All right. Well, first of all, your music is fantastic. We love your music. It's got jazz. It's got blues. It's got everything all mixed up into it and soul. Great stuff. How long have you been singing?
Pretty much my whole life. About
like hiatus me, like I've been eating all my whole life, too.
So you guys are,
it's good. No, it's really good stuff. And Brian, this is right up Brian's alley. Brian, and I'm going to say it because he always says it. Brian has 25 years passed in the music business, and this is his kind of music. This is the type of stuff that he, as he would say in this type of business, this is the kind of music he digs. And he kind of dig it. Brian, did you have any questions you want to ask Donna since you are the music master?
I don't need to ask questions to someone that knows what they're doing. I can just appreciate it. You know, look, I'm classically trained, and that's what I did. But when I went home at night, all I listened to was like jazz and blues. It's like you want to remove yourself from, you know, the genre that you live in and you work in. So my thing was always jazz and blues. So I just love your stuff. It's great.
Oh, it's great. It's just something about your music. I don't know. I feel like I want to like dance. I want to like swing on a pole. I don't know what it is, but it's good stuff.
I can just imagine you all 6'5" of you swinging on a pole.
I say whatever works for you.
Whatever works, right? So you're in Santa Barbara. Where do people find you in Santa Barbara or other places in California? Or do you go all over the country? What do you and the band do?
Live shows tend to be more local. We have a show on Sunday down in Ventura, but it's actually sold out, I just heard. So
cool.
Yeah, it's at a wine cellar and Plan B wine cellars. We tend to play for a lot of wine-related events, so that's kind of our thing. We do wine festivals.
That's perfect for me.
Yeah, it's a good match for us.
And your website is www.greenblues.com, which is a cool name, by the way. It's G-R-E-E-N-E. blues.com, and I've got a link here on our show that people can click and go to. Do you have CDs and music that people can go and buy on your website?
I do, and I'll even sign the CD.
All right.
Send a little postcard off. We have some T-shirts as well.
Oh, cool. We can't give ours away. We try to give them away, and nobody seems to want them. It's a weird deal. While we were listening to your music, I had someone send me a message, and they're like, "Well, can you just send me one?" I'm like, "No, that's no fun. You got to call in. You can't just get one in the mail just because you send me a text. Anybody can text." But anyway, back to your music. So I understand you're actually a foodie too. I read one of the messages you posted on your page. So are you a big time foodie?
I am. It's one of my favorite things to do, and my family loves me for it, my friends, too.
So what's,
and wine.
What's some of your favorite recipes?
I don't really follow recipes, per se. I tend to do my own thing, but I do a really nice crispy, salty chicken, which is basically a roasted chicken, sort of a combination of Sicilian and Hawaiian style, and it's out of this world. And I also make a really nice puttanesca sauce for spaghetti. For me, it's all about the ingredients. I go to the farmer's market every week and get my produce fresh, and there's nothing like it. I've lived on the East Coast, and I know what the produce sections look like back there. If it's not local, so I try to keep it local here and organic, if at all possible. And
hey, we're doing much better on the East Coast now.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are. This was quite a few years ago.
Well, I'm gonna play another one. I want to play another one of your songs before, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more about the food. But I want people to hear your music before we run out of time. But I have to ask a question. Which, sorry, the way my mind thinks, I have to apologize ahead of time. But this song you sent to me is called Shoe Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And is it? Does this guy have like a shoe fetish, or am I missing a point here?
It's not about the guy. It's about women shopping experience for women. And
I know.
It's not about how many shoes you got in your closet. It's how you got them there.
It was a bad joke. I was trying to go somewhere with that, and I probably shouldn't have. But anyway, I'm going to play this song.
There are quite a few out there with that. It's true.
This song is called Shoe Boy. This is Donna Green. We'll come back and chat a little bit more about some food and about her music business. Everyone hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh,
And that was Donna Green, Shoe Boy, and I'm sorry, I'm sticking with my interpretation, even though it's warped. I like that song.
It's open to interpretation, so go for it.
Do they still have Shoe Boy? Do they still have people? Can you go to a shoe store? I don't even know anymore. Do they still do that?
They do. I happen
to
know. Mm-hmm.
You happen to know. I remember when I was a kid, used to go to like Tom McCann's. This is where my mother used to buy me shoes, and you had to put your foot in that thing and measure your foot and all that. And then it came out that mechanical one, which you stick your foot in, and it looks like it's going to crush your foot. But I guess they still do that, huh? That's funny. Not to get sidetracked here, but when you're a guy like me and you have a size 13 foot. It's very difficult to find stylish shoes. Usually what they bring out is like the Herman Munster looking shoe or a box. That's about all they've got that fits my foot. Anyway, so we're talking about food a minute ago. And so do you do any barbecuing out there in Santa Barbara? Do they allow you to barbecue out there in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, they do.
This is a true story. When I was in Cambria, someone had filed some kind of petition to keep us from barbecuing and cooking and burning in your fireplace, and I think it went through. So I didn't know if Santa Barbara had the same thing or not.
No, we're in a high fire area, so you can't have campfires most of the year. But, yeah, just about everybody around here has a barbecue.
Well, that's good. Now let's talk about the Roadhouse Daddies. That's your band. I love the name. Who's the Roadhouse Daddies, and you guys been hanging out for quite a while?
We have. Smits and I started the band about 10 years ago, I guess it's been. And along the way, we've come to meet some of the best players in the South Coast area in California, and I feel very fortunate that I've got such a great group of guys. And the band is really Donna Green and the Roadhouse Daddies. They don't exist without me.
Yeah, it's kind of like Brian. Brian doesn't exist. He doesn't exist without me either. Have you noticed that, Brian?
I don't know. I've been existing for a hell of a lot long time before I met you.
So do these guys like wear? So, do they wear like zoot suits when you're on stage?
Snoots always has a purple suit on. He's my partner in crime, and I wrote those songs with him. And the other guys we encourage to dress accordingly. Some have more style than others.
If you would actually be a little prepared and look at her website, you would have seen all this stuff. Like
Brian, I never prepare because it's always fun to be surprised. Because if I prepare, then it's no fun talking to the guests. It's like our show is like going to a party. Do you prepare when you meet everybody at a party? I don't.
No, but if I'm on radio and I want to get to know who my guest is, and I want to know a little bit about her, you know.
No,
how do you think I developed this affection for her music before I even met her?
Because you prepare.
I heard
that's
it
why
on
you're
her
on
website.
The show. Yeah, you prepare. I don't know anything. That's better for me. Anyway.
I can appreciate both positions.
There you go. See? So everybody wants to find you. Like I said earlier, they can go to your website. Donna Green's website is www.greenblues.com. Love the music, really do. And all kidding aside, even though you got that shoe fetish song, I really like the music. And thank you a lot for being on the show. Everyone check her out and check out her music. Go buy a CD. She'll autograph it for you. And thank you for joining us. And you're welcome back anytime. If you've got any new music you want to tell people about, just give us a call and tell Carol, and you're always welcome.
Thank you, and I really appreciate being on the show. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks,
everyone, check out her
me.
Website. You can also find her on Facebook, and great music. I like that kind of music, as you can tell, Brian. So what do we do now? We got, I know what I'm going to do. I told somebody that I was going to announce the free T-shirt thing again. They wrote me and says, please give me another chance. By the way, person that's listening, if you call in, if you are the first caller right now, 714-242-5272, you can call in, you get a free T-shirt, but you're going to have to answer a question about the show, so I hope you're listening, because if you can't answer that question, then too bad, you don't win a T-shirt. So I'll give you, you've got 6 minutes, 714-242-5272. Anyone out there who wants a free Great Ideas Radio T-shirt, call in now. Okay, Brian, let's see, what else I want to do? I'm never prepared, so I hope you got something to say.
Well, I mean, can we find out where Lori is? Has she, you know, has she called in? Is she just still, you know, is it, wait, I want to know something. Is it like, you know, the Jetsons, you know, do you remember the Jetsons? And
yes.
During the header of the show, she grabs the wallet, gives him the $10, and she takes the wallet. Is that the same thing with Laurie? You know, it's like she just grabbed the credit card and go off and shop.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Ruh-roh, George, and that's it. Astro, that was his name, right? Ruh-roh, George.
The dog, yes.
Yes, that was the dog. Okay, the person who said they wanted to call in, your time is running out. You got 5 more minutes. And I'm going to keep these damn T-shirts. I'm tired of begging people to call in for a free T-shirt. I'm not going to do it anymore.
No, I mean, look, the two that are actually still online listening to our show deserve the T-shirt. Well, Grill Mr. Bruce got one a while ago.
Yeah,
I believe. Yes. And certainly Benita for being an extremely loyal customer, calling in and keeping her phone to her ear while she's doing other things and listening to the show.
That's amazing.
That's loyalty.
That's
loyalty.
There.
So that means that we have two fans and listeners, right?
Well, that's good. At least we know we got two people listening right now because nobody else wants to call it. I think they're afraid of me. I've come to that conclusion.
There's someone that I wish would call in. And you probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were talking about. But,
You know, but...
I'm scary,
you know,
I guess.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
That hard. Anyway, I guess we'll talk about... What do you got planned for this weekend? Any special meals? Anything you got planned? Since we are a food show, we should talk about
I made it. I actually posted food on Facebook, even though I'm still on hiatus. I haven't decided when I'm coming off, although you caught me lurking, so you said something about lurking.
Yes.
And I made a comment about lurkers and people that like to cause trouble but don't want to show their faces.
So wait a minute, for the rest of the weekend, you got nothing planned food-wise. You're not going to eat the rest of the weekend.
I got things planned food-wise, but, you know, just like you say, you like to be surprised. I like to keep Adam to know.
Well, I'm cooking today.
I'm going to do a weekend when I come back on Facebook. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it'll be tonight. I'm going to do a weekend
review.
Really
don't
worry.
In fact,
pictures.
Since you've been, I haven't really missed you, and no one probably has either on Facebook. It's kind of been quiet since you've been off Facebook. So I don't want to encourage you to come back. I don't want to. Your hiatus is fine. I just wonder if you had anything planned. I'm cooking a ham. I'm a ham and potatoes and peppers in the oven, and it's too cold to go outside and cook on my big green egg.
You know, like our guest Donna said, it's, you know, she doesn't have recipes. It's, you know, she's inspired by what's fresh, and I haven't gone out shopping yet today at my good produce market, so I haven't been inspired yet to decide what I'm going to make for dinner. Maybe it'll be in the crock pot. Maybe it'll be a pot. You know what? Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm going to announce now, but not today because it's already too late to start the crock pot, as far as I'm concerned. Tomorrow, I'm making a pot roast. I've already bought the nice piece of meat. I'm going to make a pot roast tomorrow in my crock pot.
talking about
which I noticed that a lot of our friends lately are coming around to the whole crock pot thing.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
So,
I love crock pots. Well, we wasted 5 minutes and no one called in talking about your crock pot and my ham and whatever else. And there we go. And the lady is yelling in my ear that we got 90 seconds. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Are you going to play another song of Donna's?
No, I don't have any more Donna songs. I wish I had more, but I only have 3 songs. What, you want me to play another one over again? I can do that. Actually, I'll do that. You know, I like that. First of all, the one about a girl's got to have a little pleasure. I think I'll close the show out with that. Thank you for joining us.
Or the one about getting lost, go away, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's even better. Brian, get lost. It's time for us to close out the show. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow, Linky has Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampy on tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Don't forget Tuesday with John Dilley and Deaf Conversations. And, of course, Wednesday morning with Albert, the Untamed Chef. We'll see you guys next week. Laurie should be back from her adventure.
And Laurie better have bought something good for both of us.
All right,
that's
everybody.
All I have to say.
See you next week.
Take care,
this
buddy.
Is Donna Green, Baby Get Lost. Get lost, Brian.
Get lost, Brill.
Good morning, baby. Welcome back to town. How do you find Papa? Welcome back to town. You're doing so much traveling. Never know when you'll be around. Yes, you're a fine, mellow fellow, but you're stubborn as a mule. You love me like an angel, but you treat me like a fool. Two-faced daddy, don't hang double cross. You see, any time I'm ready, I can tell you, baby, get lost. Yeah, you're cheating on the outside, doing anything you choose. You better come back on the inside, 'cause you got too much to lose. I don't want no trouble, but I got to be the boss. And if you can't play it my way, well now, baby, get lost. Across.